everyone, this is Laura. Just a quick note before we get started. You may notice that this episode is about trying to conceive, and you also might notice that it's not very long. That's because I was extremely fortunate to get pregnant pretty quickly this time around, and I know that's not the case for so many people. So if that's something you don't want to hear, that is totally fine. Just skip this episode, and we'll see you in the next episode. Now on to the show.
Welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. On this week's very special bonus episode, we are talking to Laura about her trying to conceive journey for baby number two. So excited she's on this journey, and I cannot wait to talk to her about what's going on. Laura, should we jump right in?
I think we should. So, Shauna, mm-hmm. I have news.
Ooh.
Which is, I made an appointment to get my IUD taken out.
Oh my God, my body's tingling. I'm very excited about this.
And it's not because I don't like it. I do like it a lot, but we had a little discussion and we decided it's time to start trying again. So
that's so great. Yay. Yeah. How do you feel?
Excited, because I feel like I've just now, like in the last month or two, like since he's turned one, I should say that it's February 2020 and my baby is 13 weeks. Can you imagine? No, 13 months and like 3 weeks ish, I think. And he's about 13 months. And so, you know, in the last month or two, I've just started feeling like I could do this again. You know, like if you asked me around, you know, anywhere from 0 to 8 months, I probably would have been like, I intellectually want to do it, but my body is just not ready, you know. Mm-hmm. But just lately, I've just been like, every little baby I see in a stroller, I just like want to look at the baby.
baby fever.
Baby fever. So we had a little talk and we're going to release these little diaries later because obviously As much as I put my heart on my sleeve on this podcast all the time, I think it's hard to share that you're really trying to conceive in real time. And also with family, I mean, I just don't want all the questions. So
yeah,
if you're listening to this, something significant has happened in the future. we'll see what happens. But yeah, as of right now, we're just in the planning stages. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Exciting. I can't wait. I will say that it's so funny that you're feeling this like baby fever around this time, because when after Elle was born, that is the exact time that I started getting baby fever again and like stopped preventing. Like I stopped taking birth control and was like kind of like not necessarily trying, but like, well, let's just see what happens. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously didn't totally work out for me because I needed to end up taking other steps and do the IVF route. But that feeling kicked in, like, because the baby's turning into kind of a toddler and the baby phase is gone. And I mean, even now I'm like, okay, I'm ready for another baby, you know? So I feel you. I get it. And I am so excited that you guys had that conversation and you're moving in that direction. Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah. So I'll keep you posted.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Laura, this is TTC diary entry number 2. I haven't gotten an update from you lately. It is March 10th, 2020, and I need to know what's going on in your TTC journey. So please update me.
Okay, so it's so funny to talk about this because I feel like no one ever talks about this except for like an online forums, right?
Oh, or with their partners. Oh, it's such a secret. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like weird to talk about it out loud. But so, okay, so today is March 10th, right? I decided, like Corey and I got together and decided to, you know, give it a go on Valentine's Day. We had like a nice Valentine's Day dinner, as mentioned.
Aww.
And just decided now is as good a time as any. So about, on the 28th of February, I went and got my IUD yanked out.
Oh, boy.
Which is, I feel like, the best way to describe it because it's a quick yank. And actually, to be honest,
I just shuddered. My uterus just shuddered.
I'm sorry for your uterus. Actually, it didn't really hurt. It didn't. I don't know if it's because I didn't have a vaginal birth, right? So I thought that it wouldn't make a big difference with my cervix, you know, when I got it in, I barely felt it. When I got it taken out, like barely felt it. So
actually,
like the speculum was more uncomfortable. So
good.
Yeah. So And then I started bleeding like a day later. You know, you're supposed to spot after you get your IUD out. But I started bleeding like a day later. And I was like, is this from the IUD or what? And then I realized like it's probably my period, even though it was like only 26 days from the last time I got something.
Oh, yeah.
So, but I was like, maybe it kickstarted it. Who knows? So I'm calling that my period. And I've been using that to do my Clearview digital ovulation predictor kit, which
Gosh, you wasted no time.
Well, if you recall,
good for you. That's awesome.
If you recall the last time I was trying to get pregnant, it took us, you know, 3 months of nothing. And then I got this ovulation predictor kit, which it apparently tests estrogen and LH. And so it gives you more like fertile days or whatever. Anyway, my friend got pregnant after using it for 1 month. So she was like, she had an extra and she gave it to me. She's like, I bought it in bulk on Amazon, but it turns out I didn't need it. And then I got pregnant the first month I used it.
Oh,
so this time I'm like, well, shit, I'm just going to use it. Like, what's the downside? The downside is it's like $45 or something.
Oh, it is? Okay. So this is legit.
It's not cheap. Yeah, it's not cheap at all. But I figure it's more, I figure it's cheaper than fertility treatments. So
indeed,
we're going to stick with that for now. And so I've already started doing the, what you do is, you know, it's your typical pee on a stick. I pee in a little cup because I just don't like trying to get the stick under there. And it tells you whether you have like no detected hormones. I think whether your estrogen is high, but not LH. And on those days, it gives you what they call high fertility. And then if it tests and sees that your estrogen and your LH are high, it gives you peak fertility.
Okay.
But I've gotten a lot of high fertility days in a row, and I think I'm on day 7 now, and no peak. So I'm kind of curious. I'm starting to wonder, like, oh, I wonder if I'm even really ovulating. Like, I just got the IUD out. I'm also breastfeeding still, so I don't know. I'm starting to wonder whether I'm going to need to stop breastfeeding, or I don't know. I know you don't have to, because lots of people get accidentally pregnant when they're breastfeeding, thinking that they, you know, are covered with that as birth control, but...
Right.
I don't know. Well, anyway, we'll see. It's just, there's two things that I've realized this week. One is I forgot how much I loved peeing on sticks, basically. Like, I don't love the act, but I love the, like, testing part of it. I forgot how fun it was for me. Like, it's data. Data collection is
my favorite. We go. That's why. Okay.
So, you know, I kind of, like, look forward to that every morning.
Oh my gosh, you are so funny.
And then also how instantly neurotic it makes you. Like, you're instantly overanalyzing everything. And like, I haven't even had enough time to give it a chance. And I'm like, oh, maybe I need to do this. Maybe I need to change this. Maybe I need to change that.
Oh, yeah. There's so many factors that you want to try to control and everything when you're trying to conceive. So I feel ya. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and the one other thing is that my doctor upped my thyroid. So I have hypothyroidism. So I just, I'm always on Synthroid, basically. It's a synthetic thyroid hormone. I've been doing it since like 2006. So it's like my normal life. But when you are trying to conceive and when you are early in your early pregnancy, it's important to have enough thyroid hormone. And it's like not harmful if you have too much. I'm sure if you have way too much, it might be. But like if you have just like a little bit higher, it's apparently not as harmful as if you're under. So he upped my dose. So we'll see. I'm also looking forward to that giving me a nice burst of energy.
Oh, yeah. We always love a burst of energy.
Yeah.
Synthetic or natural.
But anyway, well, so that's where we're at.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I am excited to see how it goes. And I'm sure you'll keep us updated.
Will do.
Okay, Laura, this is TTC Diaries number 3. I'm very excited to hear your next update.
So we ended last time with, you know, I've been doing those LH, luteinizing hormone urine tests, and I was starting to wonder if I even ovulate. Well, I think I do. So that's the good news, is that I finally got a peak reading from the Clear Blue digital ovulation predictor kit, whatever. It took a lot of days. I think it took 12 days, which is a really long time. Usually it's like 3 or 4 days of high readings before you get a peak reading.
Oh, but interesting.
I did get the peak reading and I got all like the physical signs too. I get like this heavy feeling.
Oh,
in,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. And I got the pinch, which I think in German they call it Mittelschmerz or something.
Mittelschmerz. Oh, God. This is bringing back so many memories of days gone past for Shauna. Yes, Mittelschmerz.
Mittelschmerz. And not to get too graphic, but you know about the egg white mucus?
Oh, girl, I tried to conceive for like 3.5 years. Oh, yeah, I know about that.
So I got all those things. And so I was like, okay, I do think I'm ovulating, which is good. It's a good thing. but I ovulated like 3 days into the COVID-19 pandemic lockdown.
Ah.
And I... When it first started, before everything was locked down, I talked with Corey and we were like, yeah, let's keep trying, you know, maybe it won't be so bad. And then once everything got shut down, we were like, yeah, maybe we should hold off like a month or two and see how this pans out because it's scary and we don't know, you know, I don't want to have to go to a lot of prenatal visits. You know, you go every once a month, right, at the beginning and... You want to avoid hospitals as much as possible. And so it's just scary. So we decided we'd put a pause on it and not try to prevent, but also not actively try to time you know, the conception. But at least just for a month or two. Now we're in the period of like, well, did we decide to stop too late?
Oh.
So, because, you know, we were trying. And so now technically I could be in the 2 week wait because what happened when I had my baby, my, you know, my current baby, my current toddler, is I thought I was ovulating the day I had all those signs, you know, the Mittelschmerz and all that stuff. But when we went and did like the dating, you know, based on the size of the embryo and everything, it turns out the day of ovulation based on his due date was 3 days earlier. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, well, who knows? We'll see. So right now I'm sort of in this weird limbo where like, I don't know if I wanted it to, you know, like, because I want to have another baby, but now I'm like scared of the timing. And so it's one of those things where it's like, I don't know what I want to happen here. You know?
Oh my gosh, I know. It's one of those things that's kind of like, well, if fate makes that decision, okay, we'll go with it. But then like you have to make the decision. It's wild. And I'm sure this time is affecting a lot of people's TTC decisions.
Yes, I'm sure it is. So it should be interesting to see how that pans out. But, you know, I'm sort of in a que sera situation, you know. It either happens or it doesn't. And then we were also talking about waiting next month anyway, if it didn't work this month, because otherwise we might end up with another January baby. And we kind of don't want to have them have the same birthday, you know, all that stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, that's where we're at.
All right. Well, thanks for the update. I'm sure you'll let us know how it goes.
We will.
Laura, I don't know about you, but I feel like my skin has gone through lots of changes since pregnancy and parenthood.
Oh, for sure. Our skin goes through a lot during different stages of life, whether that's melasma, dry skin, hormonal acne, or what I like to call too exhausted at the end of the day to do a skincare routine skin.
I hear ya. Well, luckily, our sponsor, OneSkin, has a simple skincare routine that even sleep-deprived parents can handle.
I've been using the topical face and eye creams, and not only is it an easy routine, it makes my skin feel healthy and refreshed.
You have been rocking that glowy look lately.
Aw, thank you. Founded by an all-woman team of scientists, OneSkin has developed a proprietary peptide called OS1. That's scientifically validated to improve the health of your skin beneath the surface.
Not only that, their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety for use at any stage in life.
For a limited time, you can try OneSkin for 15% off using the code BFP when you check out at oneskin.co.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and as a busy mom, I admit I sometimes forget to prioritize my mental health. But when I do, I feel so much better. And I've realized that a big part of my mental health is finding support through my community.
Absolutely. It's easy to feel stuck in my routine or cancel plans when leaving the house and the kids feels overwhelming. But I've discovered I can find community
Allo
and support
Moves
for my mental health with
Allo Moves. It's the
award-winning
on-demand streaming wellness platform app that has mindfulness, self-care, workouts, and more to help boost your mental and physical well-being.
When I make time for movement and mindfulness, even if it's just for a few minutes, it has such a positive impact on my day. And I love that I can connect with other users in the Allo Moves community to support and encourage each other.
Whether I'm taking a class with a friend in person or connecting with another member in the community comments, Allo Moves really brings people together. We're all just trying to find ourselves because we're all in it together.
With over 100 new classes every month, Allo Moves keeps me motivated and supported. I absolutely love the mindfulness classes. Taking time to focus on my breath and body in the present moment does so much for my well-being all day.
And when I need an energy pick-me-up before diving into the day, I love doing a 15-minute Pilates class to focus my mind and get my blood pumping.
Find yourself together when you join Allo Moves. Join the community on allomoves.com today and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial, plus enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com code BFP for 30-day free trial, plus 20% off an annual membership. allomoves.com code BFP.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Sometimes I just have a week, you know, where work and parenting and keeping up with the house all feels so overwhelming, and I just need to vent about it and get it off my chest. It's amazing how just expressing it out loud can relieve a lot of tension that has built up. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I have worked through many difficult situations in therapy. It's such a great way to get perspective on your experience and learn techniques to help you cope in the moment when things get tough. If you're feeling overwhelmed, down, or stressed and would like to talk to a therapist, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, which means no driving across town to appointments, and you can easily make it work with your schedule. To get started, just fill out a quick questionnaire and you'll get matched with a therapist. If it doesn't feel like a perfect fit, you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/BFP. All right, we are back with another TTC diary, number 4. Laura, what's going on in your world of TTC?
Well, last time we talked, we decided to stop, Corey and I, because of the COVID-19 global pandemic. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those things where we had been trying and then we stopped. And I think we stopped like 3 or 4 days before I was supposed to ovulate, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, I am on day 3-4 of my cycle. No mm-hmm. period, but still no positive pregnancy test either. And you know I'm taking them every day.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on, but I feel nauseated, like big time. I know, which Whoa. I don't remember it starting this early.
Yeah, it never started that early for Mm-mm. me, more like around week 6.
Yeah, so I'm like, could be a coincidence, could be something I ate, I don't know. Like, mm-hmm. but it's fucking with my brain.
Yeah, so how did you figure out this should be the first day of your cycle? Based on when the LH peaked or what?
Oh, no. So I, you know, my periods have been fairly regular for the last like 6 months, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple day variation, but there were a few where like I had like one 30-day cycle and one 40-day cycle that was like a weird fluke around November.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, it's 28, 29 days, right? Okay. My last one was 26 days, and it was like mm-hmm. right after I got my IUD out. So I'm like, did that screw me up? Is that why I'm having a longer cycle? Maybe that's it.
Oh,
I don't know, but the nausea is really weird. And then the negative pregnancy tests are weird. And then I have more bad news.
What?
I ran out of pregnancy tests.
Oh, no. And it's not so easy to just run out and get them right now.
No, I don't want to run out to the pharmacy right now because I don't want to potentially expose me and my family to COVID-19. So
I wonder if they would give that to you through the drive-through pharmacy.
I wonder. That's a good question.
I bought some children's Tylenol through the drive-through pharmacy the other day. So that's they a good might. Tip. I don't know.
Maybe. I ordered some on Amazon. They're supposed to be here on Friday. Today is Tuesday. It's Tuesday, March 31st, 2020. Mm. So my theory is like either my period will start or like something will, you know, like it'll become more clear, but I guess I can try to wait till Friday.
I ordered
some of those early pregnancy ones that are a little more sensitive because when I had my baby, that was what showed up first. And so maybe the cheapo ones I was using are just not sensitive enough, but now I'll never know because I didn't order more because I'm like, well, if I am pregnant, I don't want to order a 25 pack. You know?
Oh, true. Oh, you're optimistic.
Well, I'm like, you know, right now I'm trying to minimize the amount of Amazon stuff we're ordering. So
yes.
But, you know, I have it, I literally have it saved in my, cart for later. Mm-hmm. So I'm not, I don't even know what I want to happen, to be honest.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, we wanted to have a baby, and now we're in the middle of a massive quarantine.
I know.
Global pandemic.
Well, I mean, at this point, I guess it doesn't matter what you want, because what's done is done.
What's done is done, exactly.
You're not.
I know. I just wish either I'd get my period or one of these tests would come back positive.
I know. Ugh. So, well, how many days has it been since that ovulation kit peaked?
Let me check.
Because usually a period starts about like 12 to 14 days after that.
Yeah. So the peak was, the peak was March 18th and today is the 31st.
Okay. So I feel like you're still in the realm of normal. It's about day 13.
13, yeah.
So, DPO, as they say in the forums, days past ovulation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I feel like I got my positive, although it was on the advanced, like the early detection one, at like 11 days, I got my first BFP.
Yes. Ooh. The TWW, the 2-week wait. Yes. Well, God, I'm on the edge of my seat. I need to know as well. So I'm excited to find out. Okay, Laura, it's April 2nd, and we are doing TTC Diaries check-in 5. Do you have anything to report?
I do. I got my period.
Oh, okay.
Which is in theory what we wanted this round because we stopped trying because of the COVID-19 outbreak. But when you have a 36-day cycle, apparently, really keeps you on the edge of your seat. So,
no kidding. Yeah. But it was the first cycle after you got the IUD out, right?
Well, it was technically the second. It was like I got the IUD out and then the next day I got what I think was my period. It was like 3 days of bleeding, so it seemed like my period.
But
it was also like 2 days earlier than it was supposed to be. So I think maybe it just needed a reset, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, so now we are, it might be a little while before we do another check-in because we are consciously taking like at least this month off, probably just this month for two reasons. One, you know, worldwide massive pandemic. Two, we don't want to have two babies that have like the same birthday. We're over the January babies at this point.
Got it. So, all right. Yeah. Well, we'll check in with you later.
Okay. Will do.
Okay, Laura, I want to know if you have a TTC check-in for us.
I do. So it's May 20th, 2020, and we had paused our TTC journey because of the coronavirus, as you remember. Yes. Well, so March, we were right about to start in March, and then we got shut down with quarantine. And then we skipped March, skipped April. And then, you know, things are kind of normalizing. We're definitely not back to normal, but it seems like it's clear that the coronavirus doesn't seem to affect pregnant women any more than like a common cold, it seems. The jury's still like 100% out, but it seems like it doesn't affect pregnant women as much, and neither does it affect newborns and babies like particularly worse than say the flu. So we decided that it was safe to start trying again, so we have started trying again. And I'm so glad I was using that like ovulation test kit, the clear blue digital one, because my last month I had like a 36-day cycle, and this one looks like it's going to be like 26 days.
Whoa.
Because I ended up getting a peak reading like 3 days after I started testing. And the last time it was like 11 days after testing. So my cycles are all over the place, but I definitely felt the ovulation. I felt that middle schmerz. And I think we timed it pretty well. I think we did.
Oh, I'm on the edge of my seat. So you're in the 2 week wait right now?
We're in the 2 week wait. Okay. We're in the 2 week wait.
The 2 week wait.
That's where we're at.
All right.
I mean, it's the first month we're really trying, so you know, my hopes aren't that high. It probably will take us some time. So you never know.
You never know. We'll
you
see.
You never know. All right.
All right. Thanks for the update. Okay, Laura, let's do a TTC check-in. Last we heard, you were in the 2 week wait.
Yes.
What's going on?
I'm still in the 2 week wait. It's May 26th, 2020. I just wanted to check in because I forgot how fucking annoying the 2 week wait was.
Oh God, it's so annoying. What's going on?
Well, it's just like overanalyzing of every little symptom, you know, like obsessing, like how many days DPO am I? Could I be like, you know, maybe it was the day before that I actually ovulated. Like when I had my first baby, it was 2 days before I actually thought I did. So does that make me 9 days DPO? Like some people would get their positive pregnancy tests on 9 days. Should I, you know, like you probably are not surprised. I'm taking like tests every day, of course. I have those cheapies from the internet, but it's just like,
oh, that's so frustrating. So it's been negative pregnancy tests.
Yes,
so far,
they've all been negative so far. You know, turn on the flash on my phone and look real close. You know,
Oh yeah, you got to look for those faint lines.
I think at best, at like the most generous, I'm 10 days past ovulation, or DPO. For those who don't know, DPO means days past ovulation. People who are trying to conceive are obsessed with DPO.
And like, oh, yes.
I was Googling, like, can you be nauseated 6 days DPO? Because I had like a couple days of nausea, and I'm like, ooh, that's a sign, you know? But then I'm like, that's too early. Like
too early.
The blastocyst wouldn't have even implanted in my uterine wall at that point.
No.
Like, there's no pregnancy hormones to make me nauseated. So it's like, ugh. Anyway, I just needed to vent for a second about how annoying the 2 week wait is.
That's so annoying. Do you remember what your very first symptom was the first time you got pregnant? Like,
yeah,
something you could look out for?
My boobs hurt really bad. But since I'm still nursing, I'm like, you know, like there have been a couple mornings I've woken up. I'm like, ooh, they're tender. But I'm like, well, I just slept all night, you know, and milk has been accumulating. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to know. Yeah. Because the circumstances are so different. But I do remember, like, I want to say like 2 or 3 days before I got my positive pregnancy test last time, I like walked up to Corey and was like, I think it worked this time because my boobs feel like weird. Like they were like huge and painful. So I don't know. I don't know.
That's interesting. Yeah. All right. So I guess we have a few more days to wait to find out.
Yes. Yes. At the very least. So
okay.
That's my check-in.
So today is June 3rd, 2020, and Laura, I haven't talked to you in a little while. Do you have a TTC update?
I do. So when we last talked, I was in the 2 week wait and I was just complaining about the stupidity of the 2 week wait. Like, I mean, yeah, I guess it's, you know, important biologically, blah, blah, blah. But I was testing obsessively, and you know this, what has happened. Shall we play some audio of when I told you what the result of the 2 week wait was?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm going to play the audio that was from a Zoom call that we were having to celebrate our 100th episode, right? We were like supposed to have drinks.
Yes. Sure.
Yes. So here's that. And so the audio kind of sucks. I'm sorry. Blame Zoom. Here we go.
I'm recording it for the podcast in case there's anything we want to use.
Oh, okay.
No.
I'm like, oh, suddenly I'm like, oh, how do I look?
No. Just the audio.
Oh, okay.
Do you have your phone? I'm going to send you a picture.
Yeah, I have my phone.
How are you guys doing?
Wait, what?
And I was just about to ask you where your drink was.
Why? I don't have a drink. So you guys are literally the only people who know.
Oh my God,
you guys. Congratulations.
You guys have the magic system with these ovulation trackers. Holy shit.
I feel a little bit like embarrassed. That like the first month we were actually trying.
This is the first month you've actually been trying?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm so excited. Oh my God.
Okay, Shauna, so real quick, can you explain like what the photo was? I realized it wasn't described on the Zoom call.
Yes. Laura sent me a picture of a pregnancy test that says yes.
Yes, with a positive sign.
Oh my God. So exciting.
So yeah.
Yay!
I mean, finally.
Finally.
I know. It's
after
so stupid.
After 1 month of trying.
I know. I feel really stupid. What I mean is like
don't
after
feel stupid.
After multiple days of like just testing pointlessly. I think
yes.
I was testing from like 7 DPO on, which is really like just a waste of tests. But I was just like, I needed to see. And it's kind of science experimenty for me. So at like 11 or 12 DPO, it kind of depends on how much you squint. I finally started getting some kind of line. And then, yeah, now it's, you know, darker. So that's good. So I,
Yay! Well, I am very excited to welcome you to the two baby club.
Thank you. You know, I'm sort of doing what I did in the last pregnancy, which is I'm considering it a pregnancy and not a baby quite yet because, you know, it's early days, very, very early days. Like right now it's June 3rd and I'm 4 weeks, 3 days, something like that, 2 or 3 days, early days. And, you know, I think the chances of me miscarrying at this point are 1 in 4 with my age and history and all that stuff. So I know that means the majority of the time it'll be fine, and it was fine last time, but I'm trying to sort of temper my expectations. I'm not buying any new baby clothes or anything at the moment, but, you know, I'm very pleased that it happened so quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Especially after putting it off for 2 months because of the whole coronavirus thing, you know, it's, I was like, oh man, you know, now my toddler is going to be like over 2 when the baby's born. I always wanted them to be 2 years apart. Blah, blah, blah. So it's nice that at least, you know, we're getting this show on the road. So,
and that feels especially important as older moms too, right? Like every month that goes by, it's like, ah, so I'm so happy. I'm really happy for you. I mean, especially I struggled with infertility and I know you might feel sensitive, like talking about how easy it was for you in light of my situation and others. But truly, it's like, I would not wish my situation on anybody. And I'm so happy that you didn't have to go through that. And that this clear blue, easy ovulation kit, good Lord, it's like a surefire thing. I wish I had that way back when I was trying.
It's worked both times. Like the first cycle I used it with my now toddler, I got pregnant. And the first cycle I used it, I was using it right before we decided to stop trying because of coronavirus. So, you know, the first real cycle I used it, it worked. Here's what's also I think I talked about this on the last check-in, is that I ovulated like way earlier this time than the last cycle I had tracked. That cycle was 36 days long. This one was 26.
That's so short.
It's short and it's like all over the place. So if I hadn't been taking those tests, I would have completely missed my window.
Totally missed it.
Yeah. So
what a cool device.
Yes. So I feel like for now, the TTC diaries are moving on, right?
I think so. Okay. I'm so excited to do pregnancy check-ins again.
Oh my God. I know. So we'll do pregnancy check-ins again. We're going to probably do like a bonus episode of my early pregnancy check-ins because, you know, things can happen and I'm not going to be blasting out my news anytime soon to the internet. I probably should tell my mom first. So, but we will be chronicling it one way or another. So
yes.
All right.
Well, I'm glad that you're willing to share with us. It's going to be interesting.
And I'm so glad I have you to talk to about it.
I know, right? Oh my God, how often I like just lived those first few weeks in silence.
I know.
No one to talk to. So yes. Yeah. I'm here in all ears.
Yay. All right. Yay. Well, thank you, friend.
Okay, so I'm really excited, but this is the end of our Trying to Conceive Diaries little bonus episode. If you guys have any questions for us, for Laura, about TTC, reach out. Laura, where can they reach us?
We're on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at BFP Podcast. You can also find us in our Facebook community group. Just search Big Fat Positive Community. Request to join as a private group, but I will add you as soon as you answer the two membership questions. And you can also find us at BigFatPositivePodcast.com or send us an email or voice memo to contact@BigFatPositivePodcast.com.
Big Fat Positive is produced by Laura Bierick, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.
Bye.